Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 287. And we're going to kick things off with this news from Creamy Acres Night of Terror Haunted Attraction in Mullica Hills, New Jersey. I do not know what exit that is. It's time! Creamy Acres Night of Terror is now hiring for all positions for the upcoming season. Haunt actors and paintball live target monsters are wanted. We're open 15 nights this season, and pay is based on commitment, availability, and performance. Come join our team at nightofterror.com. We have a little hiring news from Fright Nights at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. Want to work at a haunted house unlike any other? Fright Nights at the South Florida Fairgrounds is looking for you. We're looking for carpenters, painters, makeup artists, costumers, set designers, and more. Contact Adrian at myfrightnights@gmail.com or get more information at myfrightnights.com/employment. We're going to stay in Florida and talk about this news from a Petrified Forest haunted attraction in Altamont Springs. Announcing our hiring days, July 20th and 27th from 9 a.m. to noon and 2 to 5 p.m. We're hiring all positions, including actors, line attendants, security, makeup, wardrobe, parking, and more. Plan on being here for about an hour or so. We suggest you wear comfortable clothing, closed-toed shoes, be yourself, and have fun. Please bring a valid ID. Get more information at apetrifiedforest.com. I know this is shocking, but we have even more hiring news, this time from the Extreme Fear Scare Grounds in Kinston, North Carolina. Extreme Fear Scare Grounds is now hiring. We're looking for talented individuals to be a part of our team for the 2024 season. Come be a part of a special group of people, make new friends, and get paid while doing it. Positions are open to anyone 16 and up, and no experience is necessary. We're hiring for scare actors, makeup artists, tickets and sales, escape room master, parking and security, and more. Apply on our website, extremefearscaregrounds.com. We have even more hiring news, this time from Darkwood Manor Haunted Attraction in Luray, Virginia. Every October, a group of people get together and become monstars at Darkwood Manor. If you've ever thought about what it would be like to be part of our Monstar Squad, stop by July 27th at 5 p.m. We'll go over what it's like to be part of one of Virginia's top haunted attractions. Our actors are key to making Darkwood Manor a scary haunted house and a great show. Actors and crew need to be self-motivated, able to follow directions, and must be available all or some weekends in October. Please be at least 16 years old and be a team player, and you must be willing to work and have lots of fun. So do you feel up to the challenge? Come check us out. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/darkwoodhaunt. Even more hiring news, this time from the Mad World Haunted Attraction in Piedmont, South Carolina. Mad World has recently been recognized as one of the top 10 scariest haunted houses in the United States, and we're now hiring positions for actors, general staff, makeup and special effects, costuming, parking, and more. Join our team today. Apply on our website at madworldattractions.com. We have this news from Screamville Haunted Attraction in Knoxville, Tennessee. We are very excited to announce that Sandstation Dance and Heartfind Yoga will be joining us again this season to perform The Witch Dance live at Screamville Haunted Attraction on Saturday, October 26th. The Witch Dance is a choreographed dance first performed in 2016 by the men and women of Wolfschacker Hexenbrut, a dance group located in Harz, Germany. Grab your broomstick and wands and make plans to attend Screamville on Saturday, October 26th for this unforgettable performance by Sandy Larson and the Sandstation Dance and Heartfind Yoga. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/ScreamvilleCursedAcres. Staying in Tennessee, we have this from the second annual Manchester Zombie Walk coming to Manchester, Tennessee. Join us for a thrilling evening of Walking Dead fun at the second annual Manchester Zombie Walk. The downtown square will be transformed into a horror-filled paradise with oddity and artisan vendors, tempting food truck treats, toe-tapping and head-banging live music, spine-chilling games, trick-or-treating for the little zombies, and ghoulish contests. Gather your fellow zombies and Halloween enthusiasts on October 19th from noon until 10 p.m. to be part of the horde of brain-hungry walkers. Show off your best zombie shuffle and moan as you lumber through the square, scaring unsuspecting onlookers along the way. Don't miss out on this spooktacular event. Mark your calendars now and be prepared to unleash your inner undead. We want your brains and your undead spirit at the second annual Manchester Zombie Walk. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TNZombieClub. We have this update from the Legendary Haunt Tour that's coming to Ohio this year. The Legendary Haunt Tour is proud to announce its 2024 destinations. We're excited to be heading to Ohio again this year on an amazing trek that will include 5 top-notch haunted attractions: Factory of Terror, the Dent Schoolhouse, USS Nightmare, Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory. All of these incredible events have been raising the bar for years in innovation and quality. This will be a tour not to be missed. Stay tuned for more details to come, but mark your calendars now and plan to head to the Midwest for the Legendary Haunt Tour happening November 8th and 9th, 2024. Get more information at legendaryhaunttour.com. We have a little more hiring news, this time from Sandyland Acres Haunted Hayride in Petersburg, Kentucky. It's that time of year and we need new bodies for the upcoming season. We'll be hiring for the 2024 season on Sunday, August 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. We're looking for actors, ticket takers, parking attendants, and more. Don't miss out. Get more info at sandylandacres.com. We have this from the Eloise Asylum in Westland, Michigan. Haunted Harvest vendors are wanted. Are you interested in a booth for the Haunted Harvest at Eloise Asylum on September 21st? We still have a select few vendor booths and food truck spots available. We're looking for vendors who thrive in the spirit of all things Halloween. If that's you, don't miss out on this spooktacular opportunity. Email us for more details, including your business name and what you sell, to secure your application. Email operations@EloiseAsylum.com and get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheEloiseAsylum. We have this from the Abandoned Haunted House in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. Want a job that you'll talk about for the rest of your life? How about some extra Christmas cash and tons of great memories and stress relief? You've come to the right place. We're now hiring for the upcoming season. You must be at least 17 by our opening day. Send us your info to be contacted for interviews and training. Don't worry, you don't have to be skilled. We'll train you. You just need to be energized and motivated. Please include position applying for, scare actors, parking, tickets, and more, any relevant skills or experience, and dates unavailable for the season. Get more information and submit an application at abandonedhauntedhouse.com/hiring. We have a little music news from Wednesday 13. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Wednesday 13 will enter the studio this July to begin recording their 10th full-length Wednesday 13 album. The album is expected to be released in early 2025 through Napalm Records. Stay tuned for updates, pics, and more from the studio at officialwednesday13, that's the number 13.com. We have this from the Fear Factory, SLC in Salt Lake City, Utah. Become the Fear. Join Fear Factory this Halloween season for all of the fear, frights, and fun. Right now, we're hiring for many open positions. We're hiring for the front of house, event staff, ticketing, and retail, and our back of house, actors, monsters, and mayhem. Come down to 666 West 800 South, follow the signs, and meet some of our team. Be one of the first to jump in line and interview for one of the top-ranked haunted attractions in the world, Salt Lake City's own Fear Factory. You'll enjoy plenty of perks, swag, discounted merch, bragging rights, and of course getting paid to have fun. Get more information at fearfactoryslc.com/join-us. We have this hiring news from Spirit Halloween Stores. This comes to us via prnewswire.com. As Spirit Halloween prepares to unveil its iconic banners on storefronts once again, the nation's largest Halloween retailer is looking for 50,000 seasonal sales associates and store managers to support more than 1,500 retail locations expected to open this year. Working at Spirit Halloween comes with head-turning perks. Associates can look forward to competitive salaries, flexible scheduling, and a premium pay incentive program, while returning store managers are also eligible for seasonal retention bonuses. All Spirit Halloween associates also receive a 30% discount on Spirit Halloween purchases, allowing them to haunt on or off the clock. Each year, Spirit Halloween's in-store experience is reimagined with the newest trends in costume, decor, animatronics, and more, creating a work environment founded on fun, but guided by the core values of respect, integrity, and community. Those dying to join the Spirit Halloween team can find more information at workforspirit.com. That's work, the number 4, spirit.com. Or they can text REAPER to 85000 to apply. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We have another presentation announcement. Join Ash vs. Evil Dead star Dana DeLorenzo as she moderates the 13th Floor Entertainment Group panel that announces exciting updates of some of Southern California's premier Halloween events. With new attractions and updates to your favorites at the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride, information about this year's Delusion Show, what's new at Magic of the Jack-O-Lanterns, and a bonus announcement for the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, we have an hour packed with sneak peeks for all Hauntin' Halloween fans. Arrive early for this year's presentation as seating is limited and attendees could walk out with a prize from one or more of these attractions. Happening July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, get your tickets now at midsummerscream.com. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice,
haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, over the years, I have loved going to a show called CreepyCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. Last year was, I believe, the first year in many that I was unable to attend. I missed it so badly, and I am so happy that they are back, and they're coming up very, very soon. They're coming up August 2nd through the 4th at the Knoxville Convention Center. This is a great little horror con if you live in East Tennessee, Western North Carolina, South Carolina, upstate Georgia, Central Tennessee, Kentucky, whatever. Make your plans now to head down to the Knoxville Convention Center for CreepyCon Knoxville 2024. You know, we cover this show, we make a show out of it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some A-lister guests coming in and a whole lot of new stuff with their new location from last year. I have Jennifer Johnsy on the line, the owner, Big Cheese, whatever you want to call her. Jennifer, it's always a delight to talk to you.
Always a delight to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Oh, I know. I missed it last year. And, you know, ironically enough, it was Wicked Wendy's first time vending down there. And I didn't even get to hang out with her and her new company, which is doing very well. And I'm hoping it's coming back this year.
Oh, yeah, she is. And she's actually going to do some stuff on the demo stage for us.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and knock that out. The demo stage, that's a big thing you've got going on now. You've had a lot more room from the old location to do lots of cool stuff. What is going on the demo stage during, you know, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday that people who attend this can watch and learn and see?
Well, something that we've always wanted to add a demo stage, one of the things we pride ourselves on at CreepyCon is that there's always stuff going on. There's entertainment all over the floor. You get a ton of stuff free with your admission ticket. We try not to nickel and dime every single thing. So we want you to have as much fun as possible and give you a reason to stay with us all day. So the demo stage, you know, we have a lot of haunters. We have a lot of cosplayers. We have a lot of creatives that come to our show. And so we wanted to provide some workshops and demos that they would find beneficial. So this is our first year actually having the demo stage, and it's on the opposite end from the main stage. So there's going to be everything going on. Let's see. I'm trying to get to the little my little menu here because there's so much to do.
Nope.
Okay, so Wendy Hubbard with Wicked FX, doing a class called Getting Creepy with Silicone, character creation using silicone prosthetics to create characters for haunted house, Halloween, and cosplay events. So she's going to have that class. We've got some special effects makeup classes. Rick Prince from Face Off, we're going to do a Q&A with Rick Prince. He has a lot of different things that he does, but he is a renowned special effects artist. So we're real excited about that. We've got Emily Bloom with Bloom's FX Design. She's going to be showing some body art and things like that. And then we also have Dread Hollow Haunted Attraction and actress Marion Singh. They are going to do a whole demo on stunt safety in haunted houses.
Very nice.
Like with sliding and just different things you can do and how to do it safely and have a little fun with it. So
that's just a... That's Dread Hollow out of Chattanooga.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. That's a great
haunt.
And
then Friday Night Frights. Go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead. That is a fun haunt. So that should be an interesting
yes.
class.
Thank, They did a class last year on sliding, you know, proper haunt sliding and what you need to do it. And it was in one of the smaller rooms and it was packed. So we really wanted to bring it out onto the demo stage. So there's pretty good variety, a little something for everybody on the demo stage. And that's happening all 3 days at different times. And all the schedule and everything is on our website at creepycon.com.
Excellent. And, you know, I know the main stage has a lot of really cool stuff. I know that you have had Scream Queen contests. I know that you have had sideshow acts and with a little more horror twist on there. Are any of those things coming back to the main stage?
Yes. And this year, too, we have a brand new somebody that's never been to CreepyCon before. It's Reggie Bugmuncher. Bugmuncher is how you spell it, but it has like the little dots over the U. So it's like Bugmuncher.
Sophisticated Bugmuncher.
She's a sideshow artist. And then we have Emerald Gordon Wolf. She is a contortionist that is just amazing. And I came across her on Instagram. You can find her there. It's Emerald Gordon Wolf, W-U-L-F. If you'll search her, you can see. And so she's going to be performing. And of course, we've got the Zombie Beauty Pageant, the Scream Queen competition, the costume contest, which, yeah, my goodness, people, their original designs are so amazing and they get better and better each year. I always get really excited to see what people come up with. And then we've got Greg Carney and the K-Town Zombies. They're coming back with a brand new routine. They've done Thriller every year, but this year they're doing Ghost by Michael Jackson. They've done I believe I said that right. They're doing a new performance for that. We've added a kids costume contest.
Ooh, that's nice.
This year, which was kind of in high demand. So we've added that on Sunday. And we have our killer talent competition coming back. We debuted that for the first time last year, which is like a talent show. I mean, you can pretty much do anything you want. It's called Killer Talent. And so we're still taking entries for that, too. And they can enter through the website, creepycon.com.
And hopefully no actual killing will be going on, so...
Correct. Right. Well, last year, there's this great guy. He hung bowling balls from his ears.
Wow.
So yeah, we're hoping he'll come. I think he's coming back. I hope. I really hope. He was amazing.
Just call him Stretch. One of the things that I found interesting with CreepyCon, especially in the early years, was you did not rely heavily on celebrities. You had a couple here, mm-hmm, and a smattering here and a smattering there, but over the last 3 or 4 years, you've upped that number. And I have to say, you have some, dare I say, A-list celebrities coming in this year for people to meet, get pictures with, talk to, buy autographs and things. Who are some of the new people you have for 2024?
Well, I will say this too. CreepyCon will never be fully about celebrities.
Exactly.
A lot of fan conventions, that's the main focus. That will never be our main focus. We focus on entertainment. And entertainment comes in all forms. So the celebrities that we invite have to do with a specific topic. And this year, Terrifier 3 is coming out in October, and there's also a movie called Stream, and the trailer just dropped today. It's coming out August 21st. Both of these movies star David Howard Thornton, and so David Howard Thornton is attending CreepyCon in person, and we are just absolutely honored to have him. He's also going to do an Art the Clown photo op, which is incredible, so we're excited about that.
We have had him on the show a couple of times. He has just been a great guest. We had him right as the first one came on, and I think we were the first person he ever told that it was actually going to be a trilogy. So that was a little news back in the day, but now he's like the hottest thing in the horror scene right now. So this is fantastic that you were able to snag him. He's such a great guy.
You know, and we planned it because of the movie Stream first and then Terrifier second, believe it or not, because Stream was on my radar for a while. It's got an incredible cast, and Daniel Roebuck, he is in that movie, and he also is in Terrifier 3. He is Santa And so he will be there, and he will also have a photo op, and I'm super excited to meet him.
He's
in Fugitive. He's in all these movies.
He was in the Munsters movie with Theo. He's been in a lot of things. He is a fantastic guest. You will love talking to Daniel Roebuck. He loves his fans, and he has been a great supporter of our show. So I look forward to seeing Daniel Roebuck as well.
Yeah, he's going to be amazing. And, you know, real quick about Art the Clown, when we went to Transworld back in the spring, it's like we knew that the timing was right for this with T3 coming out in October. We were like, oh, this will be perfect, you know, because it'll be kind of a preview of the movie coming. And when we were walking around Transworld, it's like Art the Clown was on the same level as Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Chucky. I mean, he's right up there with all of these icons. And we were just blown away. We're like, yes, we made a great choice.
So, there's a lot of Terrifier out there. Absolutely. Who else is coming? I know some people that have been around a long time, some people that haven't been around a long time on the convention circuit.
You know, and this, what we're doing too, with the stream and Terrifier, we had Damian Leone was supposed to come with David Howard Thornton. And of course, we wanted both of them there, but he is under some very tight deadlines. He had to cancel our show and a few others, but he'll definitely be back on the convention circuit. Probably by September, I think he's got more shows booked, so people will get an opportunity to see him. But what we did was Michael Levy is in the Terrifier movies, but he's also one of the producers for Terrifier and then also for Stream. And so we're going to hear from him, Stephen Della Sala. They're coming. We have another really creative guy, the director and writer for American Vampire, Roland Jewett. He's coming. Danny Hitt was in that movie. Also, August Aguilar. We've got a couple of local filmmakers really kind of celebrating that art. We have Michelle Santiago. She's coming. She was in Fallout, one of the characters in Fallout. Don't ask me which one it was because I'll have to look it up. But she was in Fallout. Samantha Scafidi. She's coming. She's been in both of the Terrifier movies and will be in the third as well, which how on earth that woman keeps coming back in these movies after getting killed so much. so she's coming. Jonathan Davis, Robert Mukes. Robert is obviously he's not in Terrifier or Stream, but he's somebody that we have wanted to invite to CreepyCon for years, and we finally had an opportunity to do that, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Robert Mukes.
Super nice guy. We did the very first interview he ever did for a podcast at a show in Atlanta many, many years ago, and for those who don't know, he was in like House of a Thousand Corpses and a bunch of other movies like that. He's great, and he's also like 6'9", 6'10". He's legit tall. And, you know, big guy, big heart, loves to talk to fans. So, yeah, that's another big score you've gotten. So, I am looking forward to that. Yeah, looking forward to all the guests. But I'm also looking forward to a lot of the cool vendors that you have that come back year after year after year. You know, one of the things that I love, and I mentioned this probably too many times, I love seeing haunted houses that are local buying booths at conventions, you know. When I go to your place, I see at least half a dozen different haunted houses from all over Eastern and Central Tennessee just, you know, displaying their wares, selling merchandise, maybe even taking applications for acting that year. Who are some of the local haunts, if you know off the top of your head, who are going to be representing the great state of Tennessee at CreepyCon?
Yeah, I love that too. You know, they see it as a great opportunity to get ahead of the season with the marketing, you know, so a lot of them do take advantage of the opportunity to be there in front of a dedicated audience. Halloween Hollow Haunted House, they are coming back this year, and they will also have the Fear Experiment. This is something you didn't get to do last year, Drew, but it's a really cool, like, sensory thing, and it's free with your CreepyCon admission, so it's really fun. And Frightworks Haunted House will be there. Mysterious Mansion. I was trying to think. We've got STN Adventure Games. They're going to be there this year. AMS Haunted Attractions. They will be there, and they're actually they've made a mini haunted attraction that'll be a walkthrough haunted attraction, which will be on The Dark Side, which is an addition this year at CreepyCon we're very excited about.
What is The Dark Side?
You had to know. So we, ever since we went, started going to Transworld over a decade ago, we started going, and I've always wanted a dark side. And just where, you know, you had at Transworld, for those of you that have been, you know, the dark side is where all the big props are, right? And it's dark in there and they're all lit and they're working and it's just the coolest thing. And so I've always wanted to try to figure out how to do that at CreepyCon. So this year we've expanded the exhibition hall and half of it is dark and half of it is light. Of course, many of our vendors need the nice bright lighting to show off their products, but some of our vendors have black light art. They have lamps, they have candles, they have, you know, things that would look so much cooler in the dark. And so we've added that dark zone, but also the main stage is going to be on that side. Ooh. As well as the attractions, like the mini walkthrough haunted house. A lot of that stuff's going to be on the dark side. The flesh hook suspension, Utopia.
They're back.
Unity, sorry, Unity suspension.
Suspension is back. Oh my. That's going to be very interesting and not for the squeamish. Definitely not for the squeamish.
No. I have a really hard time watching that, but boy, is it an amazingly precise art. So it's a pretty fascinating.
Absolutely. Being that you have that, how kid friendly is CreepyCon this year compared to years past? You mentioned a kids contest, but with things like this, the haunted houses, no doubt there will be some scary and creepy props. You know, is this kid friendly, or should you, you know, not bring your young kids? What's going on with kids? And is there things for kids to do other than dress up?
Yes. And I will say the definition of scary for the youth is far different than it was for us growing up. You know, the things that we saw for the first time on television, the kids now, I mean, they're not afraid of Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers. And, you know, they're not afraid. They're like, oh, hey. So their definition of fear is far different. So I will say that CreepyCon never has and never will fully cater to children. Okay. We love children. I have kids. I love my son and I've brought him ever since he was little, but we really want to make sure everyone is welcome, but we don't want to take away from our main focus, which is in your face, creepy, some scary, odd, macabre. You know, we want to be able to do that freely, if that makes sense, and not have to worry about young eyes. But
it is called CreepyCon.
Like on the dark side, that's where Unity suspension is going to be. That's where the haunted attraction is going to be. So if, say, you're a parent and you bring your child, maybe you don't go on the dark side this year. You know, maybe you check it out first, depending on the age of your child. You know, I'd say if they're 10 and up, they're going to be absolutely fine. And if you don't want them to see the flesh suspension, it's not all the time. They have very specific show times. And then maybe you just avoid that area during that time if you don't want your child to see that. There is burlesque performances. There is a cryptease performance. Those are later at night, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, where generally younger children have already gone home. You know, and if you're a parent, maybe that's you leave before those come on. And then what else? As far as any art or any kind of products that might not be for children, the vendors know to not have those out, like on children's eye level. You know, maybe have them kind of towards the back or facing, if there's nudity, facing the back. So we do want to protect our kids, but we also want to be free to display things the way we want to display them at CreepyCon.
So we'll say PG-13, and parents, use your best judgment. Don't complain if somebody's scary walking around. So there you go.
Yeah. If you're going to bring your children to something called CreepyCon, you need to be aware, you know, that there are going to be some creepy things.
I would hope so. You did mention a couple of contests. You mentioned costume contest, kids costume contest, and Scream Queen contest. What other kind of contests are going to be going on? And, you know, Are people having to pre-register for this? Can they register day of? What's going on with contests and things?
We try to make sure that our contests are open for registration the day of, because inevitably somebody may not think they want to do it, and then they get there and they're like, I really want to do this. So we give them an opportunity to do that. Obviously, pre-registering is best so that you get all of the pertinent information. But we do have a booth that's back by the main stage that's called Contest Check-In. And that's where you technically could go and sign up if you wanted to. So we have the costume contest. We have the zombie beauty pageant. We have the Scream Queen contest, the children's costume contest, which is on Sunday, which is primarily more of a family day anyway, sure, on Sunday. And we also have the creepy doll contest, which is so much fun. The things that people come up with and decorate these dolls, they are really quite scary, some of them.
That sounds horrifying. Oh, my goodness. I'm not probably going to. Don't ask me to be a judge of that. No, do not. Being that you've moved to the convention center last year, how is the parking or hotel situation? Do you have a host hotel? Is it sold out or is it close to? And is there free parking? Are there big parking lots? You would think a convention center has a lot of parking, but I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
As with any city, you do need to prepare to park and walk a little bit. There's tons of parking right near the convention center, but you are going to walk a little bit. You know, it's a little different than, say, the Jacob Building where we were before, where you park, you walk up the stairs, and you're in. The convention center is in the city, the downtown Knoxville area. So there's plenty of places to park. Most of it is free on the weekends. So there's maps. We'll have, I think we have links to some of the parking maps. There's also Parkopedia, which is an app that you can download to your phone that's free, and you can plug in Knoxville and it will show you where all the parking garages are, and you can drive like it's a just like a map on your, when you're telling your car where you want to go, Parkopedia will tell you where to go to the parking places. Excellent. It'll tell you how many parking places are left. It'll tell you if it's free. So that's Parkopedia. You can look that up. The hotels, we do not have a host hotel. One of the things that we've had a bit of a challenge with our city is making it cost effective for us to have a host hotel. There's a lot more that goes into it than I ever realized. But there are two great hotels right across from the convention center, the Tennessean and the Marriott. And those are probably going to be more on your upper level. So if you want a really nice place to stay that's close and convenient, that parking is like $30 a day, even if you stay at the hotel. But then there's plenty of other hotels within walking distance that are more reasonable. There's plenty that are driving distance, maybe 10, 15 minutes away, that are going to be down in the around $100 a night. So there's plenty of options. And we have links on our website to those hotels at creepycon.com.
Excellent. You know, it's college town. You got a lot of hotels. So let's review.
Yeah.
CreepyCon, Knoxville, Tennessee, Knoxville Convention Center, August 2nd through August 4th, first weekend in August. You got some great guests. You've got a cool demo stage, lots of contests. Cosplaying is welcome. Parking everywhere. Kids friendly. PG-13. We'll keep it that way. Where can people get more information? Go ahead and get their tickets and find out everything about CreepyCon 2024.
So you go to creepycon.com, and it's CreepyCon, creepycon.com. If you'll click on 2024, it's like a long list of everything that's going on, and there's plenty of options throughout that that just say purchase tickets. And you have a one-day ticket option, a three-day ticket option, you have a kid's ticket, and there's also, there are a couple of paid workshops that I want to tell you about, but those are because they require materials.
Sure.
Like the Grim Reaper, she is doing a Art the Clown planter, and you'll get that, and you get to paint it. And then there's another one that's doing like a bone divination class, you know, where you throw the bones and it tells your future, and then you get to keep that bone kit. So there are a couple of paid workshops, and those are listed there too. So, oh, and guess what?
Go ahead.
I was waiting for the dramatic effect. We have a film festival that we're starting this year. It's the CreepyCon Shriek Show Film Fest. And very, very excited about the movies that are going to be shown in that.
Sounds like that's going to be an extra bonus and a whole lot of fun. CreepyCon.com, August 2nd through the 4th at the Knoxville Convention Center, Knoxville, Tennessee. I-40 goes through town. I-75 goes through town. Lots and lots of highways and everything. It's so easy to get to. I encourage you to go ahead and get your hotels booked. Go ahead and get your tickets now. Jennifer Johnsy, always a delight to see you. And, of course, we will be seeing you in a couple of weeks at CreepyCon.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.